Good morning. The Lord answered with rain last night. Unfortunately, in Rochester this time of year, it means snow. But doesn't the scripture say that when we deal with our sin issues, it makes us white as snow? And wasn't it a lovely cold blanket he provided for us? A few quick announcements. There's another event taking place in the main sanctuary today, so please don't wander over that way and interrupt what they're doing. They also have all of the cafe and the little break room just to the right of this room reserved. So if you want coffee at break, we're trying to see if we can get something here, but most likely it will be over in the body shop, which means you probably want to put your coat on. This morning we're going to start with worship. We're going to have a time of teaching. We'll have a break. We'll have another time of teaching, then lunch. And after lunch, we're going to have a prophetic workshop, worship workshop. So that's what today looks like. Again, there's James and Robin's books and tapes in the back. I think I've remembered everything, but I'm not good at remembering announcements. So let's just enter in and reopen what the Lord opened for us last night. Let's get back into that place so we can receive strategy and revelation from Him.
Oh, so. Thank you. again. You are lovely, more lovely, more lovely than I have seen. Open up our hearts again, again to receive your rain. We open up our hearts and mouths again to release your praise.
Welcome
just become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome.
I want to read this. Y'all can keep going. Just keep going, Hal and Casey. It's Psalms 29. Honor the Lord, you heavenly beings. Honor the Lord for his glory and strength. Honor the Lord for the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. For the voice of the Lord echoes above the sea. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty sea. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord splits the mighty cedars. The Lord shatters the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon's mountain skip like a calf. He makes Mount Hermon leap like a young wild ox. For the voice of the Lord strikes with bolts of lightning. The voice of the Lord makes the barren wilderness quake. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists mighty oaths and strips the forest bare. In his temple, everyone shouts glory! In his temple, everyone shouts glory! In his temple, everyone shouts glory! 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 Glory!
God in the highest, glory, glory to God, glory to God in the highest. We cry glory, oh, glory, oh, glory to God in the highest. All around us, your glory's all around us. Glorious you are, glorious you are. Glorious you are, risen Savior, matchless King. Glorious you are, glorious you are, bright and morning star. You are, you are, you are, you are. Glorious you are, keep the root of David. Glorious you are, Jehovah says, oh Lord. Glory.
After this I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice, not the second, not the third, the first voice I heard, like the sound of a war trumpet speaking with me, said, "Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things." This is where we are in this region. Last night, the Lord closed the door to the past and opened the door to His future for this region. And we all walked through it. The door is open. It's a door that you open every morning, every noon, and every evening with your worship. It's a door that you go through individually and collectively to receive what must be seen and heard and done after the door is open. The only way to go through that door is worship. It is an honor to have Apostle James and Prophet Robin Vincent with us to equip us on how to take our self and all of those around us into that open door and hear what Father is saying to His church in this region. Amen. Let's welcome Apostle James Vincent as he shares with us this morning.
Oh, we say, here we are, 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 here we are. Have your way, have your way, have your way, Spirit of God, have your way, 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 have your way. Here we are, here we are, here we are, here we are. The sound of worship arises, the sound of submission arises, the sound of opening rises, the sound of drawing rises. You, O Lord, are not silent. Our ears are open to You. Our spirits are ready to receive all that You are. Here we are. Here we are. Here we are. Here we are. Hallelujah. 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 For You, O Lord, have already sent the sound before us that causes hearts to turn back to You. You've already sent a voice before us that cries aloud and turns the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children back to the fathers. You are a restorer. You You are a restorer, a healer, a repairer of the breach, oh God. We say today that breach is closed, and we go in and out to where you are, to where you are. And you have your way. Your complete desire can be fulfilled, for our hearts, they are turned back to you. The hearts of Rochester, we declare and we prophesy that they are turned back to you right now in this hour, in Jesus' name. For your voice has already gone forth. The atmosphere is full. The atmosphere is full. The atmosphere is full. Full of your desire. Have your way. 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 Have your way.
Now fills this place.